Chapter 25. Emma. It's done. I stand up, snatch the last light blue sticky note from the wall, crumple it up, and toss it in the small trash can. I still have to finish testing it across different platforms and hardware, but I have a few weeks to do that before the demonstration party. The app itself, though, is ready. Narrator files have been uploaded, test paintings have been mapped, code has been optimized. I've added screenshots and demonstration movies to the presentation. I've taped printouts of the test paintings around my office and taken a virtual tour. I'll present the app to the board in a few days, but they wanted to see the slide deck early, so I attach it to an email and send it on its way. All that's left to do now is make sure my outfit is ready to go. I've done a lot of really good work over the years, but it's been a while since I've been as proud of anything as I am of this. Has Mother been right all along? Is there something more powerful about being the idea creator? I pick up my phone and dance around the room with it, aiming the app at the printout of the jail cell painting and giggling happily when Carter's picture comes up. I didn't know it was his then, but I should have. It would be his art that finally made me stop and look, even if only for a few moments. I point the phone at another picture and more information comes up, making me dance around the room. Is this what being drunk feels like for some people? If so, I understand the appeal. I exit the app and shoot off a text. Me. I'm done. Want to celebrate? My victory dance keeps going as I cross the room and close my laptop.
Jason, you know I do. This is a big deal. Tacos?
Oops. I'd meant to text Carter, but Jason was probably the actual right choice. This affects his company after all. I can celebrate with Carter later. I meet Jason at our favorite taco place, and we get two sampler platters of street tacos.
All done, huh? How's it feel?
Amazing. I spread sour cream and guacamole onto my tacos. I don't think I've got a secret calling for the design team, because this was really hard. But maybe I could sit in on more brainstorming meetings. It felt good to be part of the front end.
Totally doable. You'd probably push our offerings more because you know what the code is capable of doing.
I nod as I chew and swallow my bite of taco. You're coming to the demonstration party in a few weeks, right? I can't wait for you to see it. Jason doesn't say anything as he plays with the straw in his drink. I put down my taco. Jason, you're coming, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
He sits back in his chair.
I think I made a mistake.
I don't want to climb down from my celebratory cloud, but if Jason has a problem, I'm here for him. Maybe it's a good thing I mixed up my text messages. What kind of mistake? His face tightens as if he's in pain.
I was your friend more than I was your boss.
I don't understand.
I would never, and I mean never, have let anyone else get away with lone-wolfing a project like this.
He shakes his head.
But you wanted it so bad, I let you do it.
And it's great.
To you.
Yes, to me. I'm the only one who's seen it. He lifts his eyebrows at me as if that's his exact point, and I suppose it is. I crumple up a napkin. I take a deep breath. Do you want to go back to my place and look at the presentation? See the app in action? The way he's looking at me, I know the boss in him wants to say yes, but the friend in him knows I want him to wait and see the demonstration. Never before have I put him in this kind of dilemma because never before have I stepped out of our normal team structure. I slump in my chair and cover my face. Oh my gosh, you're right. He leans forward and braces his arms on the table.
Look, you've worked on a lot of apps and campaigns. You know what good looks like.
But what if it's not as good as I think it is?
Then we don't get the job. It won't be the first time.
But I want to get the job. I didn't think it mattered. I thought just showing my family my design at the party was going to be enough. The party. My family will be at the party. So will Carter. And he and I haven't worked all that out yet. Okay, one thing at a time. Presentation, boyfriend, family, demonstration. Everything in that order. I throw my balled up napkin at Jason. You've gotten in my head now.
Sorry.
He gives me a half grin.
Look, you've been working on this at Carter's, right? He's seen you working on it?
I nod, now that I'm sitting in his studio. The schematics and test plans and notes have been tacked up on the rolling screen panels. I've streamed the app from my phone to the TV a few times as well. I mean, he hasn't actually looked at it and used it, but I ask him questions all the time and he's seen the design. I mean, I've been working on it in his studio for 3 weeks now.
Have you tested the presentation on him?
No. He gives a quick nod.
That's what you need to do then. His eyes are probably better than mine at this point anyway. He'll give you pointers if you need them. If the app needs a tweak or two, you can fix it in the 2 weeks between the presentation and the demonstration.
True. Winning Carter over to the design would mean I really had knocked it out of the park as well as I thought I had. He was so against my idea at the beginning, but now he's seen the light about technology. I mean, I have a gaming console in his studio. I dig into my last taco, confident that this is going to be the month that I really take charge, make some changes, and take the next step into the rest of my life. Once my family sees my work is just as valid as theirs, I can introduce them to Carter and slowly start blending the different areas of my life together. I can't wait.